aversion.
Before like aversion and after like aversion is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been excited for this one on Triple J Breakfast for Like a Version this morning. We are joined by Nessa Barrett. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, dude, thank you so much for coming through.
So excited.
Obviously spending time in the country for Spilt Milk and your own headline shows as well. Yes. How are you liking these Aussie crowds?
Oh my God, it's been absolutely amazing. I've said this so many times, but this tour specifically has been my favorite tour yet. Just the crowds, the energy. I like love traveling so far, and I feel like I don't really come here often. The last time I came was like 2 years ago. And yeah, just like seeing my fans here and they're just like so excited. And yeah, the shows were amazing.
Man, it must be wild, right, to see sort of, you know, because people do the thing where they're camping out. Like people are coming at 6 a.m. to make sure they're in time to be first for you. Mm-hmm. How's that feel to see? I guess a compliment, right?
No, yeah, it was insane. It is a compliment, but I'm also like, what the heck are you doing? Because it is like really dramatic. I know like there are people that were camping for like 3 days. Man. Insane.
Would you do that for anyone?
No. I like my bed too much. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Now, you also performed around the country with Spilt Milk in December, and we saw on Instagram that you said the Ballarat show in particular was one of the wildest shows of your life. What was it like? Can you talk us through it?
Oh, my God. What makes me so sad is that if you saw my suitcase, I have like bathing suits, like shorts, tank tops. Like the last time that I was in Australia, it was so hot.
Yeah.
And I got like the nicest tan. I remember there was like one day where I was tanning by the pool. And in Ballarat, the weather was horrendous.
Yes.
Which was crazy. Like it was really cold all day. And there was like the second I got on stage, it is downpouring.
Yes.
And the wind was blowing it all like straight to us on stage. My computers were like getting flooded.
Oh my God.
There was like people like rushing, like crew members rushing to cover everything in plastic. There was one point where there was two people mopping my platform. They had to like push this all back and then they were mopping it. And I had to perform the whole show with a blanket around me. Because I had nothing else. But if the fans were out there, you know, like thugging it out and, in ponchos, yeah, and in the cold, it's like I, you know, have no excuse. And so I just did the whole show. It was a nightmare for me, but it was such a great experience to share that with my fans. It was one that I like obviously will never forget. But you live and you learn.
You do. Well, yeah, shouts out to those fans who, like you say, push through. They get the bloody poncho on, they're good to go. You do have, like we're saying, these incredibly dedicated fans. I reckon like in your crowds, I'm seeing more signs than I'm seeing in any other crowds. People are getting crafty and with their cardboard signs and stuff. What are some of the best that you've seen?
Ooh.
Do you notice them when you're on stage or is it just like I can see that they're out there?
The thing that is like so tricky is that I have the worst eyesight. But yeah, a lot of them ask me to draw them tattoos. There was during one show, I think in like Paris, where they had signs of like a baby photo of me.
Oh my God.
That was like really cute and it made me cry on stage. And it was like, it said like something like you made it or something, or like she made it. And it was just like a childhood photo of me. And I was like crying. But
that is so cute. And it's a good message for any fans coming to see you in the future. If you want to hold up a cute baby pic, a tattoo request, and you're going to be at the back, get it printed extra, extra large.
Okay?
A1 maybe. Go as big as you can. Nessa Barrett is here with us this morning for Like a Version. Obviously, the cover we will get to soon. But for an original, I believe you have a bit of a premiere for us.
Mm-hmm.
What are we about to hear?
High on Heaven.
Unreal. So this song officially releases today, which is so sick. What do people need to know about it before they hear it?
It is one of my favorite songs that I've made in a while. And I feel like it's the perfect transition between Aftercare, my last album, and to this new era of music that I'm releasing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, let's hear it for the first time right now in the Lacquer Version studio, about to perform her brand new single, High on Heaven. Nessa Barrett, whenever you are ready, take it away.
What a way to start your Friday. There it is. Nessa Barrett in the Lacquer Version studio for her original High on Heaven, brand new music. How did it feel?
Oh, so amazing.
It's such a beautiful song. I know everyone's going to love it. But some of your fans in Australia got a little sneak peek during your shows here in December. How exciting was it to perform it for your fans?
Oh my God, it was so exciting. I decided to perform it during my three headline shows that I had here. And I just love like surprising my fans, and I've like posted a snippet of it, of the chorus, and they really seemed to like it online. And so to show them like the whole song was just a really surreal moment.
But is it scary at all?
Yeah. The first time I did it, I was really terrified because it would be so awkward if they didn't like it.
Yeah.
And like the verse and like the pre and like the bits of the songs that they haven't heard already, it was just me singing. You know, none of them were singing. And so, yeah, sometimes it gets like really scary, but yeah, they loved it, and so it made me more excited for it to come out.
So cool, man. And it's cool to hear you say that it's like it's sort of a transitionary song between the aftercare era and what's coming next. So can we assume there was like some pretty heavy guitars in there? It's giving Deftones a little bit like that. Is that what we're looking at for the next era of Nessa Barrett?
Yeah, I've been really influenced by 90s music, and I'm trying to get back into my love for grunge and darker sounds. And I'm kind of like going back to my roots a little bit and going back to the music that I love personally. And I've been trying to build this new sonic world that feels like a bunch of things, but making it sound new and sound Nessa. And so it's just been a lot of experimenting and
Man, so cool. Yeah, well, if that's the song that kicks off the new era, I can't wait to see what else is in store. So exciting. Nessa Barrett is with us for Like a Version this morning. That is the original. The cover is coming soon. We're going to give a clue now to get the people guessing like we have been all morning. On 0439757555, what do you think she'll be covering? I can tell you this. It is a song about feeling jealous and insecure. If you're feeling a little bit green with envy, this is the song for you. So 0439757555, what is Nessa Barrett going to be covering? We'll be back right after this.
Like a Version. Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
On Triple J Breakfast this morning, you are with Concetta and Luca. And for Like a Version, what a treat, what a treat it is. Nessa Barrett is here. The original is done. The cover is just minutes away at this point. Can we talk about this, Nessa? People will see in the video, but the arms are out and you're tatted, of course. I love your tats. Can we ask some tattoo questions? What's the newest? What's the fave? What's the least fave? Did you get any while you're here in Australia?
Oh my God, I haven't gotten tattoos in like 2 years.
Really?
Which is crazy. I've been dying to get more tattoos. I've been like itching for more.
Any plan for what's next?
I really want to get a bat or like a Mustang horse.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Cool. That's just been like something I've been wanting so bad.
I can already feel the text line blowing up with tattoo artists who want to do a Mustang or a bat. Let me do it. Let me get in there.
Something else about you is that you love fashion and all your outfits on stage last month looked amazing. And no wonder, because it's something you put a lot of thought into, right? How do you go about choosing your outfits? Like, are you working really far in advance?
I kind of plan it like a few weeks before my shows. But yeah, I don't know. I've been kind of in this like witchy vibe for the festivals. I just felt like I want to be a little bit more like elegant and fun because I feel like this is kind of like the last era of me to wear like a nice sparkly gown, because that is not what I'm going to be doing for this next project. So I'm getting it out of my system, and then everything is going to get really dark and witchy from there. Ooh. I mean, everything's connected. I'm just so visual, and so whether it's writing songs, creating the music videos, like I have Pinterest boards for everything. Like, I build out this album like through the outfits, the hair colors, like every little thing. And so, yeah, it really helps me, get it all right. Yeah.
So cool. And like you were saying before, sort of heading into this darker era for the fashion and for the writing as well. It's like, I'm looking forward to what's to come, because so much of your music is already out in the world. Very personal, very vulnerable, no real issue discussing mental health, disordered eating, absolutely anything at all. It's all on the table, which I so respect. It's very powerful to do. Does it feel transformative to take something that was a struggle and turn it into art? How raw are the emotions like through the process, the writing and then the recording, performing on stage? Do you still feel it deeply while you're singing these words, or it just becomes a bit of a show?
I think right now where I'm at, it kind of becomes a little bit of a show. I think as I'm going through more things in life, like some songs will start to trigger things again. Mm-hmm. Like even with this tour, like I've gone through a little bit recently, and like songs like Given Enough and Russian Roulette, like it's kind of like, you know, but yeah, when I'm writing these songs, it is just like a conversation that I'm having. And it's as if like, you know, I'm writing in my journal or I'm sitting down with my therapist. And so I don't really like feel it. It's the second that I listen to it after I get my first bounce.
Oh, wow.
And when I'm alone, that's when everything hits me. Mm. But it is so therapeutic. And it just really helps me like process all of my emotions with anything that I'm going through in life.
And speaking of the music, it's probably time we get to the cover. We've been teasing it all morning. It's a song about feeling jealous and insecure. Let's put everyone out of their misery. Nessa Barrett, what song are you covering in the Like a Virgin studio this morning?
I'm covering Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh my gosh, like one of the best songs of all time.
Yes, it's a classic. I think that's why I chose it. Yeah, it's just a classic and I've loved it for years. I love Dolly.
Have you ever met her?
No.
I think I honestly,
there's very few people that would make me starstruck, and she would definitely be one of them.
Well, you met Miley Cyrus, right? Maybe she could put in a good word for you.
Which is so crazy. I met Miley like briefly, like getting her hair done. We were getting our hair done together. But that would just be insane.
Yeah, that is so crazy. Well, let's hear it now. In the Like a Virgin studio this morning, it's Nessa Barrett covering Dolly Parton's Jolene. Nessa, whenever you are ready, please take it away.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene.
right there in the Like a Virgin studio. It's Nessa Barratt covering Dolly Parton's iconic track, Jolene. Nessa, how the hell do you feel?
I feel great. I had so much fun.
It was so beautiful. You and your band sitting together was so amazing. But tell us, what does 2026 hold for Nessa Barratt? Like, what can we look forward to?
Oh my God. I'm working and releasing so much music and really diving into this new world, this new character. And yeah, I'm so happy and excited.
So cool. So you sort of teased like some stuff about the sound, that it's going to be a bit heavier, a bit 90s grunge. And you said that the look will follow with it. Any sort of teasers of looks to come, or just black, anything black?
Anything black. I'm really just embodying this this witch inside me. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's goth and glamour is kind of what I am calling the era.
Man, dream combo, goth and glamour to come in 2026 from Nessa Barratt. Dude, thanks so much for hanging this morning.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
There it is. Make sure you check out the video as soon as it's up on socials so you can see the last glamorous summery gown that Nessa might ever wear. That is our Like a Virgin for this week. Stick around on Triple J Breakfast with Concetta and Luca. We'll let you know who's doing Like a Virgin next week.